All right, so and then I started to collect the spiritual relationships for different cases, and the first case is this one-dimensional structure like this. And for that, we had calculated the dispersion relationship, and we'd also calculated the density of states. And then if you know the density of states, you can calculate the thermodynamic properties. So this is that table. And if you know the density of states, then you can calculate the energy spectral density, the internal energy density, the specific heat, the Helmholtz-free energy, and so forth. And how this works is that you click on the plot to calculate the density of states. You get the density of states here, and then go back to one of these calculations, and you can put the density of states in here, and it copies the density of states in and calculates the thermodynamic quantity that you want. So the idea is to be able to, for any photonic crystal, the first thing that you do is you calculate the dispersion relationship, and here's a calculation of the dispersion relationship, and then the corresponding density of states. So this, in this case, it's a two-dimensional array of air holes. This has dielectric constant of one. This has some other dielectric constant. I think here the student succeeded in using the plane wave method to calculate both the TE and the TM modes. And then what you need to do is go everywhere in the first Brillouin zone, take every K value in the first Brillouin zone, and find out which frequencies are which frequencies appear. So you start with every K in the first Brillouin zone, and for that K you calculate all the frequencies associated with it. And you remember all those frequencies and you see how often does a frequency appear. And that gives you the density of states, which is typically done numerically. This is the density of states for this case. So you see in this section is this band gap. In that region of frequency there is no density of states, but there's other frequencies where there's a higher density of states. And then you take this and put it into all those other programs to calculate the thermodynamic properties, and you would know everything you could know about this photonic crystal. So here, there's a lot more work to be done. I copied a few in just with the dispersion relationships copied out of the book. But we don't have calculations of any of these yet.